everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. The Women's World Cup down to the knockout round. The tournament favorite United States took out Spain 2-1. They advanced to the quarters with the win. Captain Megan Rapinoe scored both goals on penalty kicks for the USA that got all they can handle from the Spanish ladies to advance. Team USA will now meet the host from France in the quarterfinals June 28th in Paris. Canada taking on Sweden right now in the other elimination game. No scoring. They're at the half. Winner moves on. Loser is done. NBA news, in an attempt to entice Kevin Durant to the Brooklyn Nets, are exploring the feasibility of signing close friend DeAndre Jordan, sources telling Mark Stein of the New York Times. Jordan is an unrestricted free agent and was acquired midseason by the Dallas Mavericks in the Kristaps Porzingis blockbuster deal. The 30-year-old three-time All-Star averaging just under 11 points with 11.4 boards per contest with 19 games with the New York Knicks. The Knicks also been fined $50,000 for violating the NBA rules regarding equal access to media. The Knicks barred journalists from the New York Daily News from attending Friday's press conference introducing the number 3 overall pick in the NBA draft, R.J. Barrett of Duke. The team has agreed to comply with league rules regarding media access in the future. This according to the NBA. NBA awards going down tonight. Giannis, the Greek freak, huge favorite to be the MVP, minus 300. James Harden checks in at plus 450. Paul George, 40-1. Luka Doncic of the Mavs, minus 3,500 to be Rookie of the Year. Pascal Siakam of the Raptors, minus 2,000 to be Most Improved. Mike Budenholzer of the Bucks, minus 1,600 to be Coach of the Year, so no value with those picks. Closest race in terms of odds, Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz is the favorite at minus 350. Giannis, plus 350. Paul George, the third choice, at 10-1. Shohei Ohtani says he's up for the Home Run Derby if the MLB wants him there. The Los Angeles Angels phenom hasn't been formally invited to participate, but Ohtani has gone on record saying he wants to compete in baseball's marquee event. The 24-year-old missed the opening month of the season while recovering from Tommy John surgery. Since coming back, Ohtani's hit 271, 9 home runs. So far, no hitter has confirmed to the Home Run Derby, but it has been reported that the Toronto Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is committed to compete. Here's the MLB schedule for tonight. Two games at 7:05, Toronto at the Yankees. Yankees big chalk. Minus 270, total 11, Sanchez, Sabathia. Mets at Philadelphia, Phillies minus 130, total 10, Mats versus Eflin. Phillies reeling right now. They've lost 7 in a row, 2 more at 7:10. White Sox at Boston, the Red Sox minus 180, total 9, Giolito versus Rodriguez. Casey at Cleveland, Indians minus 180, 10, Keller versus Plutko. 8:05 action, Atlanta at the Cubs. The Cubs laying 135, 11.5, Turan and Lester. 9:40, we got the Dodgers. Minus 135 at Arizona, 8.5. Kershaw versus Greinke, great matchup there. And the Dodgers, the first team in MLB history to have rookies hit walk-off home runs in three straight games. 10:05 action, Colorado minus 120 at San Fran, 7.5. Gray versus Pomeranz. It's also championship final game one of the College World Baseball Series in Omaha, Nebraska tonight. Game one, Michigan from the Big Ten taking on SEC power Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt Commodores minus 210. The total in this baseball game is 8.5. Italy will host the 2026 Olympics in Milan and Cortina, taking the Winter Games to the country for the second time in 20 years. The IOC voting the Italian bid over the Swedes, who have never hosted a Winter Games. Italy last hosted the Winter Games in Turin back in 2016. We have Copa America Soccer, Chile taking on Uruguay, Ecuador, and Japan. Both games at 7 p.m. tonight. NHL news, the Philadelphia Flyers pen defenseman Travis Sanheim to a two-year contract today. We're 6.5 mil, 3.25 a season. Sanheim, a very good sophomore season with 9 goals and 26 assists for 35 points in 82 games with the Philadelphia Flyers. The Phoenix Coyotes have met with Joe Pavelski's agent, Dan Plant. Pavelski, now 34 years old and an impending free agent, is reportedly not even close to signing a contract extension with the Sharks. Pavelski scored 30 goals this season, has hit the 35-goal mark in 4 of the last 6 years. Arizona ranking 27th offensively last year, and they could sure use a proven scorer. Hey, we got some other news, too. Raptors coach Nick Nurse has been named head coach of Canada's national basketball team for the upcoming FIBA World Basketball Championship. The agreement runs through 2020 Olympics should Canada qualify via a top 7 finish at the World Cup. I'm Cam Stewart, everybody. Stick around for Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and host Gabe Morenci. We'll talk to Mike Blewett, go through the best bets, Ricky Sanders, some baseball, DFS, soccer, and a whole lot more. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Radio, Hour 1, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. the goal. Radio Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gable Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, on this Monday afternoon. Ricky Sanders going to step up and in. We're going to talk some DFS. Ricky's got the flu, but as I just told him on Twitter, I said, "Hey, Max Scherzer pitched with a broken nose. There's no crying in baseball, and there's no crying in DFS baseball, but." There's a lot of crying in baseball, actually. It's not true. I've heard a lot of players tell me, that's not true, I cried. there is crying in baseball, especially there's crying in when you bet on baseball. Although,
for sure.
Like Ozzy Osbourne stated, no more tears.
Tears.
I'm out of tears. I've already, I had a horrific weekend. Horrific weekend as far as betting is concerned, Cam. And not that my picks were terrible, but I'm running around New York and New Jersey like a freaking moron. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. Mike Blewett will join us. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Baseball, basketball, NHL, hockey, and everything else in between, including the College Baseball World Series. Michigan in the +190 range tonight. Against the smoking hot Vanderbilt Commodores. A lot of stuff going on. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, what's happening, Gabe? Just watching the women's soccer right now, too. Congratulations to the USA. Tough little battle with Spain, though. Two penalty kicks to get it done. Winning on the money line, not covering the spread in Sweden and Canada, Gabe. This one's going to go on a long time. If I were to make a live bet right now, I'm predicting 0-0 penalty kicks. I don't think anybody's going to score in this game.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll get a little live in-game action going if you can log in to our account. I should have had Martin Truex Jr. Yesterday. I sent the text.
Vroom, vroom.
I never got a response, but I'm expecting that it's there. And I tell you, it was like +400 or something like that. Yeah,
you didn't send it to me, did you? You didn't send me the text, did you? To the West Coast importer?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, but
good.
Did I get exported this time, or did it get imported?
I don't know.
Let me know.
I looked at my phone, and I saw a late-night call from you about 1:30 in the morning, but I usually put the phone on silent there. It must have been, I don't know what the hell I was doing Saturday night, to be honest with you. Or was it Friday night?
Yeah,
I don't know. You must have been up to something, Renzi. When I get those late-night calls, it's usually
I was
not
live.
A good call.
I was live on the air, and I don't know what I wanted to ask you about, but it was something. Something. It wasn't a private call. Like, it was, we were live.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I don't know.
Something
in the morning,
came up.
Show with Kurtz. I'm like, it's Paul Morenci. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, somebody asked me something. And I was like, I don't know. We'll give him a call. And I said you weren't going to answer, though.
I answer you most
correct.
Of the time. But, yeah, I had some things Saturday night going on. But, yeah, you're right, Gabe. It was an up-and-down weekend, you know. It's like I actually did really well with baseball on Sunday and horribly on the other day. It's a real roller coaster ride this year, and I didn't predict Ches Reavie winning in golf. Smashed the Paul Casey top fives, tens, and everything. But God, the guy hasn't won since 2009. Congratulations. It wasn't on that.
Yeah, he hadn't won in 10 years. What are you going to do?
Not much.
All right. Game time decisions. Ready for Rage Radio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions. Ready to Rage our radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gable Morenci, throwing down a Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Mike Blue will join us. Ricky Sanders will step up and in. We have an NBA trade. Kent Bazemore sent from the Atlanta Hawks to the Portland Trailblazers for Evan Turner. Evan Turner, both players are on the last year of their deal. Both players making the same, they're in the same neighborhood as far as finances is concerned. So, doesn't really do anything. It's not like a financial move. It's more of a basketball move more than anything. In my opinion, Cam, you know, the thing is Atlanta's starting over. They're rebuilding a team. They have a core, pretty good core of young players, actually, the Atlanta Hawks are right now. Kent Bazemore doesn't fit into this equation. Bazemore is going to make $19 million this year. Evan Turner is going to make $17 million, but Bazemore is a better player than Evan Turner is. Like, I think this helps Portland. Like, Portland had McCollum and they have Damian Lillard. There was nothing Evan Turner could bring to the table. The guy barely played. He scored 7 points a game for the Blazers. It brings a little veteran presence because Atlanta is such a young team. Evan Turner's been around the league. He's a popular player. You know, he's not like, he'll help mentor people. Like, he's not a jerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, some guys would be like, F this. I'm not helping anyone. So Evan Turner is good like that. And I tell you what, for Portland's standpoint, you know, Kent Bazemore is a good basketball player. And, you know, they Portland aren't that far off. But I don't think Portland can do it with just McCollum and Lillard. Like, they, you know, and even with Nurkic, it's there's still a couple of players off. But, you know, not a blockbuster move, but a basketball move. But I'll tell you what, Cam, the Atlanta Hawk win total is 32.5 for the upcoming season. And I think this team is more than capable of winning 32.5 games.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you talked about Evan Turner. When he had opportunities in the playoffs, really wasn't big down the stretch in those games against Golden State, Gabe. Missed some really key baskets at key times there. Just couldn't get it done. It's probably a good move for both players. And you're right. They need secondary scoring. I really like what Trae Young and Atlanta did. You said it. They're a young team, and 32 is very, very low. I think they're capable of winning more than that. I actually love that bet that you're talking about. I think they're going to be a much, much improved team. Hell, teams like Cleveland and stuff, they're going to be a hell of a lot worse than the Atlanta Hawks. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, Cleveland are a mess, man. Cleveland are a mess. They drafted another kid that's nowhere near ready. Like, yeah, good luck with that, Beeline. They're in trouble. So we've got to get to our Kawhi Leonard update. But on another Toronto Raptor note, so we remember the night the Raptors won the championship at about, you know, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, whatever it was. It was about 2 in the morning, like, West Coast time, but it was about 5 in the morning East Coast time. That the story broke. That's when the first, you know, the tweet went out from the NBC, San Francisco, whoever it was, about Masai Ujiri. And if you recall, the initial report was Masai Ujiri either slapped a police officer in the face or shoved a police officer. And there was no video of it. All there was video of a cop sort of yelling at Masai and Masai being restrained from people. Mm-hmm. And then so you and I commented at the time and said, you know, I find it kind of incredulous to believe that. And you like that word, incredulous.
Yes, incredulous.
Yeah. I find it kind of incredulous that there we are in an arena with the NBA Finals and it's not on camera. Masai Ujiri punching a cop. And secondly, a cop in Oakland, California would get punched and be held back by team personnel and by staff. And then subsequently, a couple of days ago, it came out that the cop that he had a concussion and that he was going to file a civil suit and sue Masai Ujiri. Well. I don't know, like, what kind of bozo Sheriff Lobo we're dealing with here that he actually threatened a lawsuit when it's come out, Cam. Now, there is film of what happened, and it turns out he was the one that shoved Masai Ujiri. That's why Masai Ujiri was mouthing off. He said that Masai Ujiri didn't have his credentials around his neck. Masai Ujiri had his credentials in his hand. He had it in his hand. And he was in his pocket. And he pulled it out. And he said he put it. And the cop said he aggressively put the badge in his face. So he shoved Masai off of him. Well, why didn't you just say that after the first night? 8 days of this kind of concussion and getting a lawyer to the Raptors and Masai Ujiri. Like, what kind of police force are they running in Oakland? Wow. We know what kind of police force because we've heard about him in the past. But think about, Cam, if they lied about Masai Ujiri
in an arena with 20,000 people watching, what are they lying about in the hood, man? What are they lying about on the streets, Cap? When this guy accuses Masai Ujiri of hitting him, and it was the other way around. Like, anything that any cop in Oakland says is just, you know, full of shit. You know what I mean? And you know, it's pretty... Like, if I was the chief of police in Oakland, I'd be pissed at this cop. Like, you know what I mean? Like I just said, how can you take anything that this force says serious when you're threatening civil lawsuit? And I tell you what, was on board with it. You know, the Sheriff Lobo's, like, lieutenant or whatever, he was on board. You know, I think it's his right to sue. To sue for what? Sue for what? Like, yeah, like I said, God knows what else these guys lied about.
You know, I watch a lot of these shows, and I'll tell you, man, nothing surprises me anymore. We have some really good cops who listen to the show, Gabe, that we met, the guys from Chicago, but there's some bad eggs there too, you know, planted evidence, stuff like that. You said it, man. It's an absolute shame. We've obviously saw that he had the credentials. I don't understand why the feud was happening with him. And you have to know that obviously he's a person of significance with this basketball team. It made no sense to me. I don't understand what the hell's going on. And the story was a no-go from the get-go, or else they would have done something about it. That's the bottom line. If you had the evidence, you would have done something early. It dragged on. It was proven that nothing was done. And, you just kind of made an ass of yourself, and yeah, you embarrassed the rest of the staff around you. That's the whole problem there. It's not just the one guy. You embarrass your superiors, your fellow guys, and you look like a bunch of chumps. So I don't even understand what the hell happened to begin with. I thought it was really stupid, and I thought the whole situation was handled poorly, poorly.
Masai Ujiri should now sue them.
He could.
Could. For slander. For, you know, they said that he shoved him, gave a concussion, when it wasn't true.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. And that's the thing. Also, think about this. Those stories were out there. And that's the problem we have with these reports and stories. Like, how many times do we find, Gabe? We do this every day. Report, report, report. Well, report was wrong. You didn't do this. So, yeah, that's the thing. So, basically, and now today, you do these things. You're guilty before innocent. You get your name slapped all over the place like you're some kind of idiot. And you know what? And in the end, you're right and you're still wrong because the story was put out. Your already name and reputation was tarnished. And all you do after that is you have to fight for to get your own, you know, reputation back when instead it was you did nothing wrong in the first place. I'm with you. People sued for a hell of a lot less. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think you'll let it slide, but you know, if he does,
the fact that they actually went along with this, that like his boss didn't tell him, hey,
so
chill
long.
Out, dude, like, because they knew exactly what happened. But like everything else, they only came clean when it turned out there's actually video of it. Because you knew there was video. There was no way in hell. That's why I said at the time, there's no way in hell there's not video of Masai hitting the guy if he hit the guy. But he never hit him. That's why there was no video of Masai hitting him.
Exactly.
But it turns out there is video of the cop shoving. We haven't seen it.
Of him.
And yeah, the thing is, there was a bunch of witnesses, too, that were right there that said immediately after that Masai Ujiri never hit anybody. Come on, Masai Ujiri wasn't going to punch a cop in the face. I do believe that he mouthed off. I even said at the time, I think that he probably told the cop to F off or something like that. But, you know, it's just comical that the cop made it all up, and now they're just quietly, oh, no, by the way, okay, no, we'll move on now. Yeah, you'll move on now. All right, Mike Blewett's on the radar. Hopefully we can get our we got a little bit of video, little free video freeze going on. Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
But we're all good.
Freeze.
We're all good.
Deep freeze.
Game time decision continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah.
when is Zion Williamson going to leave New Orleans? He hasn't played a damn game yet. Talking about leaving New Orleans. They figure you can let the kid play a game. But that's the era we're in. It's the dog days of summer. And I don't know why I got like choppy video today. We'll try to figure it out. We bring in Mike Blewett right now to join us. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, guys? A week ago, we're celebrating the Toronto Raptors winning the World Championship, and this week we can celebrate six Canadians getting drafted in the NBA draft. It's been a hell of a week for Canadian basketball.
Yes, it has. And there's the FIBA World Cup of Basketball coming up, Olympic qualifications this August, late August into September in China. Seven Olympic spots up for grabs. 32 nations are there. And, you know, Canada, this is going to be Canada's deepest team yet that they've had. They've never put on the court. Team Canada's never had a full roster of NBA players before. And right now, if you look at their starting five, Jamal Murray and Corey Joseph are the guards. Andrew Wiggins and R.J. Barrett, you know, whatever, shooting forward, shooting guards, etc. And then Tristan Thompson and Kelly Olynyk. And they're a little bit deeper as well. They've got a lot of guards, actually, Team Canada. The thing is, there's some pretty deep countries, man. You know, it's not going to be easy. But the way that the spots are broken up, it's broken up geographically. You know what I mean? So it's not like there's just seven random spots. There's like Philippines and China are there. There's one spot available. There's like two spots for Europe. But the fact that Canada's in the same group with the USA, coming from the same region, puts them in a tough spot. But they got a puncher's chance. I think it'd be a disappointment if they didn't make it to the Olympics, at least. This time around. And, of course, Nick Nurse will be the head coach of Team Canada.
Coach.
That's a good thing. World championship winning coach.
And I should add, he's not Canadian.
But he's you could call him, what do you call him, Gabe? Technically, it almost feels like he's Canadian. He's doing a lot of stuff for Basketball Canada. Yeah, now it's almost like totally official. And speaking of Canada, they just missed a penalty shot. Big save by the Swede. 1-0 Swede. Canada missing a penalty. That's what I'd like to know. But that Swedish goaltender really dove. But not the best effort. Got to tuck it in the corner a little bit more. Telegraphed it a little bit. 1-0 Sweden into the 71st minute.
It's sort of like Ernie Witt. Ernie Witt just sort of became honorary. He was the kid. He's actually
Ernie Witt. I love Ernie Witt. What a great guy. Yeah, you know, Mike, as a kid, I met Ernie Witt. Yeah, he's amazing.
No one wanted to manage the Team Canada baseball team. Somehow Ernie Witt did it. Ernie Witt became the face. He was the skip.
Like Warren Cromartie and Bobby Valentine basically became honorary members of Japanese culture for playing over there for so long.
That's right. That's right. Mike.
Yes.
Good call.
Yes, they did.
I know you want a Cromartie shout out. I know you guys need one.
Do you know what his nickname is?
I don't remember.
The Crow. The Cromartie.
I thought there was another one. Yeah, the Hawk the and the Crow.
Dondre Dawson was the Hawk.
Crow? Yeah, a lot of birds. Birds.
Ellis Valentine. I don't know. He didn't have a nickname. He had a good arm. Yeah, had a good arm. He had pretty powerful nostrils, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like quarters up those
useful
things.
for other off field items.
No, he admits it. Yeah, it's not a secret.
Lot.
that one went over Cam's. Hey, yeah, I'd say hit powerful arm and nostril.
And nostril, yeah. I got it.
So Mike, what I know you're tight, you and your buddies, Philadelphia 76ers. But I won't let that go.
I know you won't. But, you won't let it go.
Who are you a fan of, though? Are you a Knicks fan?
Yeah. So I'm obviously hoping the KD thing happens, just because I don't really know what else the plan would be. Because if it ends up as something like, well, Kyrie shifted from Brooklyn to New York, and they're going to move forward with Kyrie, that would be a problem for me, I think.
You want Kyrie Irving?
No. I'm saying if it ended up being like a Kyrie-only scenario. Look, I'm a Knicks fan. They've had I heard something, Frank Isola dropped this stat. In the last 18 years, the Knicks had the worst record in the NBA. I knew it was bad. I don't even think I knew it was that bad. So I didn't suspect that they were ever going to win the lottery to get Zion. So they ended up with R.J. Barrett, completely happy with it. But now I'm so beaten down that I'm not thinking they're going to get the two max players that we've been sold for the last couple of years. It doesn't both have to happen this year, but I would like it to be KD to be one of those guys.
But one thing, and even from Knicks fans I've taken calls from or spoken to, they're like, oh, we missed out on all the free agents. And I'm like, free agency hasn't started yet.
Right.
People are in like instant panic mode all the time about it. It's like, chill out. Like, a lot of players out there. The Knicks seem to know what they're they're going in the right direction right now. I think there'll be a free agent or two signing. So, and Kyrie Irving, and, you know, there was talk, are they a package deal and blah, 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 and all that type of stuff. I don't think they are. I think Kyrie Irving, listen, the Knicks would like to get Kyrie Irving. He's a high-profile player. And I don't know where Kyrie Irving's going to be happy. He wasn't happy in Cleveland when they won a championship. He wasn't happy in Boston. Right. The guy's calling talk shows under a fake name, guys, last week. I don't know why this isn't a bigger story.
That's a great story.
I don't know why it's not a bigger story.
Oh, it should be huge.
I'll play it. Here, we'll get this going. I'm gonna get this to Yang here. Hey, give me a minute here. I'll get it again. Dude, he called in to defend Kyrie Irving. He basically stated, you know, you're going to regret Boston. Boston, we're going to regret when Kyrie Irving's not here anymore. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. It was him. Like, he's a nutshot. Like, I don't want any part of, like, you know, the Brooklyn Nets have a good thing going. They had a good thing going. The Brooklyn Nets don't need Kyrie Irving. Their guard play is fine. They have Spencer Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell. They're fine. They need a power
forward. Russell had a great year, and he's 4 years younger.
Yeah, go sign Julius Randle.
Chronic knee issue.
Yeah, sign Julius Randle if you're the Brooklyn Nets. But if you're the Knicks, let me ask you then. You still sign Kevin Durant. You still offer him the max deal.
You do, yes.
Yeah. And you show loyalty and goodwill and tell him, yeah, we're going to pay you $40 million not to play this year. And you're able to market him. You've got R.J. Barrett on the court. You can slap KD's face up on the side of the building. And then people really, you know, step by step, you know, that's what that's the way you have to go here. But the season win total, Cam, for the Knicks, 29.5. 29.5. Now,
that's low.
Instinctively, that's it low. Feels like, wow, they could win 30 games. And like Mike said, like kind of surprised him to find out they've been the worst team in the league for the last 18 years. I didn't even know off the top of my head how many games they won this year. Because I said, how many games did they win this year? Like 24, 22, 23?
17.
They won 17 games.
Yeah, I was going to say 18. 17. Wow. Brutal.
The 13-game improvement we're looking for. It's pretty high.
That is.
What do you think,
you guys,
Mike?
Also, yeah.
But they were tanking.
Yes.
And they add R.J. Barrett.
And you know they're going to add some other.
That gets you 12, 13 more.
And you know this, Cam. We saw it. I got to tell you, Fizdale was a genius at losing games. Like, it was actually frustrating if you ever bet on the Knicks. Because they were in every game until there was like 5 minutes left. And he just sort
exactly.
of, yeah, I'm going to pull this guy. I'm going to put the kid in. Like, he really did what Dolan wanted him to do, Mike. Like, he did a good job of competing and then sort of not. And I know it's pissing people off, but now you got R.J. Barrett.
He got everybody minutes. Right? He got people minutes, Gabe, and then still wasn't winning games.
Yeah, he basically did it the right way.
You're trying to
didn't
do
look
that.
Brutal. It didn't look brutal doing it. You know what I mean? I collapsed at the end.
Yeah, like
stuff
when the
like
Sixers
that fourth quarter.
Did it. Mm-hmm. Like when the Sixers did it, they had notable. It was really obvious that it didn't matter how many minutes you were playing the best players on those teams, they didn't have enough depth of talent to compete at the NBA level. So that's why they were so easily losing games. Everybody on the team was under 24 years old. So when the Sixers did it, it did look much more brutal.
Did you guys see the report today about Jordan, the Nets exploring signing DeAndre Jordan to entice KD? KD's not going to go.
Oh, my God.
But the story, that's another story that's out there.
Oh.
You know, it's just reports.
He's the worst
reports.
Player in the NBA. Like, DeAndre Jordan, like, that's like, what the hell are the Nets, what are the Nets doing? The Nets, like, did this. The Nets got good on a team effort. Why don't they just sign Dwight Howard, too, while they're at it? Yeah, why do you make a team of Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, and just destroy everything you built? Man, I don't even know what to say, man, about the Brooklyn Nets. You know, like, anyways, I'm on the Maple Mambas bandwagon now. Like, I'm with Yang. Maple Mamba, baby.
Maple Mamba, baby.
Yeah. I'm laying it down. Plus 450. FanDuel has it a plus 550 now. Rookie of the year. Figure, like, if this, you know, now, Mike, I'm part of the New York hype machine. We're going to try to, like, really push for MVP, you know?
So who do you think, which domino is more important to fall in terms of how the rest of the league shakes out, Kawhi or KD?
Kawhi Leonard, because he's healthy to play right now. And if Kawhi Leonard goes back to Toronto, you got to beat Toronto next year. Kawhi Leonard leaves, the Toronto Raptors, you know, are just another team in the East. I mean. Yeah. Game time decisions continue.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's best sportsbook and largest. Go to FanDuel.com/grit. You'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grit. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grit. Open up a new account and claim your free $500 wager today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800- Gambler, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website for all details.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. All right, we've got Mike Blewett with us. We're just talking a little bit about the New York Knicks and the win total at 29.5. R.J. Barrett, and of course, R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, Mike, will go head-to-head NBA Summer League first game of the summer league is actually the Knicks and the Pelicans. And it really is amazing. You know, the NBA does a great job of just keeping people interested, you know, from the finals right into the draft. Boom, free agency next week. We're now 7 days away. So I believe next Monday is actually July 1st. So next Sunday night, all hell's going to break loose. Monday is going to be crazy. Going to be a ton of news to talk about. And then boom. 4 days later, oh, yeah, the Vegas Summer League starts, which is it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger every year. I think, the NFL is still bigger when it comes to the finances of it. But let's be real. The NBA has become the sort of the hippest and most talked about league.
Yeah. And, part of it is by the way the schedule falls, but it's also smart in order to pack all of these events into it, simply because the one time the NFL is quiet, sort of June into July, is when the NBA is at its most active. So NBA Twitter is strong, talk shows, everything else. It is the number one piece of news on everybody's mind, because there's such dynamic changes in the power structure of the teams in the league.
Mike Blewett with us. So speaking of which, actually, we'll switch gears. The NFL can't wait. As much as I love basketball, football is around the corner as well. And I saw an incredible stat today, guys, which actually, once again, blew my mind. I was like, really? Wow. So, you know, like we always have, there's always the story, well, you can go from worst to first in a National Football League. Did you know that there's been a team that's gone worst to first in 15 of the last 16 seasons?
It's pretty consistent.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah, 15 and 1, usually, I'd say that's pretty consistent.
NFL, NFC South too, Gabe. But always that division's always the
weird
one.
One.
It's always worst to first in that division. So I don't know.
Essentially, a team that was in last place last year will win a division this year. Yeah, it seems like it's a leap of faith, it seems. But it's happened 15 out of the last 16 years.
Your best bet for me, your best bet on this date would be Jacksonville. And that's not a very good bet to me.
All right, so these are the last place teams. Arizona. Is Arizona going from worst to first with Kyler Murray this year?
Nope. No.
All right, that's next one. But their damn schedule. They screwed them. They don't play a home game for 2 months. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs were 5-11 last year. They can't go from worst to first not playing at home for 2 months. I don't know why the schedule maker did this to them, but they did.
Right.
And they literally, like, they play like
September
week two at
22nd.
Home.
I did this yesterday on the show. September 22nd, they host the Giants, and they don't play again until, I think, November 7th is the next date, is their next home game.
Oh, yeah, and they go
they
to London.
They play a home game in London, right?
Yeah, they're done.
Their only home game is in London.
All right, what about the Detroit Lions? The Lions never win. They're not winning the division. The Lions, they're not with Matt Patricia, they're not. All right,
given, given the options, you could probably talk me into that, but I still would say no on the Lions. The Giants, no way. I think they're one of the three or four worst
teams. If Chip Caldwell was the coach of the Lions still, I could buy in and say they got a chance, but the players hate Patricia. Patricia's a bozo. They're worse. Like, they got worse under him. Like, I don't know how many of these stooge New England Patriot assistants teams need to hire before they figure it out and think, you know what, is Patricia that good or is he just next to Belichick? What about
next
the New York Giants? Any hope in hell the Giants would know?
No. That might be the worst bet.
It's not happening. What are the Raiders? That's not happening.
It's not happening this year, Gabe. It's a good stat, but not this year.
Cincinnati Bengals were the last place team.
No way.
Cam's laughing.
The Bengals? Come on.
You got a real laugh out of the Bengals, Cam.
I sure did. I got nothing personally against them. You know, the Red Rocket and A.J. Green. I got to tell you something, though. If I can make a bet, I think they're going to be the worst team in the NFL this year, them or Miami. NBA two teams, it's them. Cincinnati stinks.
All right. The New York Jets were actually the last place team in the AFC East.
Improve, but I got to beat New England. That's the one that ruins that party.
I'm actually I'm with Mike, and I'm not saying I like Jacksonville to win this division, but 15 of the last 16 seasons, the team has gone from worst to first in a National Football League. And I think you're right. You're bang on, Mike. If I'm looking at this, Jacksonville is the only team that I can say you can make a legitimate argument for like football and say, yeah, all these other teams are reaches. Jacksonville's not really a reach. Except,
I think the Colts are going to win that division, and I think they, top to bottom, they're a better team than Jacksonville. I just think that that division is going to be highly competitive, and if Jacksonville played their best football, they could maybe win the division at 10-6. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't know.
All beat up
I don't know if they're better than any of these teams. In fact, me personally, I don't think they are. I think these other three teams are better than I don't trust Jacksonville, and I don't like – they still have Leonard Fournette. I thought they were going to do this big makeover. There's no big makeover.
Yeah.
It wasn't all Blake Bortles' fault. You know, so you drop Nick Foles in. Nick Foles was great in the Philadelphia system. Me and Cam agree on this. We don't think Nick Foles is like some savior for Jacksonville, Mike.
I don't think he is either. I think it's an upgrade, and they had to spend that money. It made sense for them to do that. They're not going bankrupt because they paid him a bunch of money. They got a starting quarterback on the free agency market and a team that is still built for win now. I don't think it's good enough to win now, but it's still built for win now. So developing a quarterback in there would have made less sense than actually going after an established free agent.
It's I don't know.
It's one of the few instances where I can sign off on it.
I was going to say, really? I mean, aren't we in an era right now in which we see Mahomes successful out of the gate? You know, like you could, you know, I guess they didn't like Haskins. And, you know, at some point you move on. I get it. Nick Foles will be good, but I think he was a product. Right? I think he was a product of Doug Peterson. I think he was just a product of the system, the right place at the right time as the backup. You know, the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town until he's the starter.
Sure.
Yeah. But interesting. 15-1, man. Wow.
Detroit, I don't buy either, but they're the only other ones that I could envision a scenario. Like if the Packers' new coach experiment doesn't work out and Kirk Cousins remains Kirk Cousins and they go 9-7 again.
Tom Brady gets hurt.
Oh, then the party. Then it's on. Then it's on.
But would the Jets win it?
Maybe Buffalo.
But you think the Jets would win, not the Bills?
Bills. But it's tough.
I don't have the Bills like ranked that much ahead of the Jets. Jets are pretty good. I think the Bills are a little better. Fact is, the Dolphins were better than the Jets and the Bills last year. They had a 7-9 record.
That's not happening. No way.
Yeah, but the last win was that miracle against New England. They did beat the Bills in week 13, but I don't know. 7-9 was a shaky 7-9 at that. I say it doesn't happen.
Video,
that's my call.
What audio was I supposed to get earlier? I said, I'm going to get the audio for Mike.
You said Kyrie
pretending
Kyrie Irving,
not to be Kyrie.
Faking his, calling into a radio show. It's not me, Kyrie, but you better be nice to Kyrie.
Okay, yeah, get ready, Yang. talk show. Yeah, get ready. You're able to send this in here. I also want to play a little audio later, actually, of O.J. Simpson talking fantasy football.
Oh, boy.
I got to tell you, Juice, he's on top of things. He's pretty good.
He says he's got some asses to kick, too. A lot of interesting cryptic statements from the Juice.
Evening out to Duke.
Evening up, meaning, okay, well.
He's coming for
I don't know.
You talked a lot of stuff about him.
If I was like O.J.'s enemy, I'd be scared right now, buddy. Evening up doesn't mean an old pat on the back. You better find a safe house. Oh, man. Craziness. You got to love O.J.
Here, check the Gmail chat, Yang. We just sent you the Kyrie phone call here. We'll get this up. Thank you. It's pretty pathetic. Like, and think Kevin Durant's like that too. I don't know what the hell Kyrie's deal is. Like, it makes you wonder if New York is the place. New York is the place for him. So Kawhi Leonard,
not the place for him, based on that. It's specifically
Kevin,
not.
Where
the
is
place
the
for
place
him.
Then? So Cleveland wasn't the place. Boston's not the place. You know, is Brooklyn the place?
Maybe, because there isn't really a huge built-in fan.
There's less pressure on being on the Nets than there is the Knicks, without a doubt. You'd agree with that.
That's right.
Yeah, roll the tape
there's
here. Here's Kyrie Irving.
But there's not a lot.
Here's Kyrie.
Mikey and Walt there. Mikey.
Hey, so I was just calling in saying that with such a rare talent like Kyrie, it's such a shame that the fans didn't welcome him in more. Talents like those are so rare, they don't come by fast, and I think it serves us right that now he's gone, and look at what we're left with.
There he is.
Is that confirmed, Jim?
So I was just calling in saying that.
Yeah. That's
really
him.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. Yeah, he said it very. He actually really sold it too. Like he didn't go wild or anything. Kind of calm. Like, yeah, it's very, very, very sneaky. Very sneaky, Kyrie. What about Milwaukee?
I remember there was a White Sox relief pitcher. There was a White Sox relief pitcher one time years ago that did something like that. He had blown a save and he was just getting hammered on sports radio and he called in and the host.
Was that Bobby Jets?
Good question.
Might have been. I remember Bobby Jenks.
But the host flushed him out on the call. And he's like, yeah, this is him.
Amazing.
Called in to defend himself. And then the host flushed him out on the call. And he admitted that it was him. And they got into a conversation. A heated conversation, but a conversation nonetheless.
Mike blew it. When I was the host of the Expos postgame show, I was telling people I got Brian Schneider coming up. My stupid operator kid put some collar in as Brian Schneider. I'm like, congratulations, Brian. You hit the home run. He's like, thanks, Gabe. I'm like, this is Brian Schneider. I was so slick. I just said, we lost Brian Schneider, but I got the real one on after. All right, thanks for the time, Mike.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, let's roll. Level one, winding down. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. We'll do a Major League Baseball market watch. Thanks to Mike Blewett for joining us on the program. Interesting, as we talked about, 15 of the last 16 years, a team has gone from worst to first in the National Football League. And, you know, it's tough, Cam. I mean, you look at every one of these teams, they're all last place teams, so it's hard to have faith. But I guess the argument would be that Jacksonville would be the best one or the one that would have the best opportunity, even though that division's the toughest division in football. Like, they're just all going to beat each other on a weekly basis. That division very, very, very evenly matched. I mean, the Houston Texans could be really good, but O'Brien gets in their way. The Indianapolis Colts are very good. You know, I think the Colts have the most upside right now in that division. Frank Reich in his second year as a head coach, he'll have more more experience under his belt right now. You know, don't forget, Andrew Luck was just coming back from injury last year as well. I mean, it was really just an accomplishment that he didn't get hurt. That was the big plan last year. Let's see if Luck can get through a year and then sort of build. But you and I both know the GM there, Ballard in Indy's done a nice job the last 2 years since he's been there, building the team much more physical. They used to be kind of soft defensive. They're not anymore. They're getting more physical. But to me, Cam, I've just seen it too many freaking times. And we saw it again last year. They fall apart in cold weather on the road to playoffs every time. And Luck's been around long enough. I've seen him do it four or five times. If the Indianapolis Colts get home field advantage, they get home field advantage, they can go to the Super Bowl. They have to go on the road and then play the Chargers, they can win. They have to go to Foxborough. They won't win. They can't win.
They'll lose.
They never do.
Sucks in the cold. Sucks in the cold.
He does.
His delivery's different in the cold. It's proven.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Update, breaking news, Mets manager Mickey Callaway and pitcher Jason Vargas have been fined for an altercation with a reporter following Sunday's game. They talked about it today. Neither guy is going to be suspended by the Mets GM, Brody Van Wieger, but expect him
not to receive any further discipline from Major League Baseball, but they will be fined by the team. A trade in the NBA today. Gabe mentioned earlier the Portland Trail Blazers trading guard Evan Turner to the Atlanta Hawks for wingman Kent Bazemore. Both players signed a four-year, $70 million deal in the infamous 2016 offseason when the new national broadcast deal caused the salary cap to skyrocket. In an attempt to entice Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Nets are exploring the feasibility of signing his close friend DeAndre Jordan. That source is telling Mark Stein of the New York Times. Jordan is an unrestricted free agent and was acquired midseason by the Dallas Mavericks in the Kristaps Porzingis blockbuster deal. The 30-year-old three-time All-Star averaged just under 11 points with 11.4 boards per contest in 19 games with the Knicks. The Knicks also been fined $50,000 for violating the NBA rules regarding equal access to media. The Knicks barring journalists from the New York Daily News from attending Friday's press conference, introducing the number three overall pick, R.J. Barrett from Duke. The team has agreed to comply with the league rules regarding media access, this according to the NBA. NBA awards tonight, lots of huge favorites. You can't even parlay them. Giannis, the Greek Freak, minus 3,000 to be MVP. James Harden clocks in at plus 450. Paul George, 45-1. Luka Doncic of the Mavs, minus 3,500 to be Rookie of the Year. Pascal Siakam of the Raptors, minus 2,000 to be Most Improved. Mike Budenholzer of the Bucks, minus 1,600, Coach of the Year. The closest race in terms of odds, Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert of Utah is the favorite, minus 350. Giannis, plus 350. And Paul George, he's the third choice at 10-1. Women's World Cup of Soccer now. This one is a final. The tourney favorite, United States, beating Spain 2-1 to advance to the quarters. Captain Megan Rapinoe scored both goals on penalty kicks for the States in a great game against Spain. Spain is done. USA advances, and they will meet the host from France in the quarterfinals June 28th. Canada and Sweden. Sweden with the lone goal of the game. This one stays under the number. This is just a final. Sweden defeating Canada 1-0. The Swedes move on to the Elite Eight. Canada's finished for the tournament. Shohei Ohtani says he's up for the home run derby if the MLB wants him there. The Los Angeles Angels phenom hasn't been formally invited to participate, but Ohtani has gone on record saying he wants to compete in the marquee event. So far, no hitter confirming to the home run derby, but reports indicate Toronto Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has committed to compete. MLB schedule for tonight. We got a pair at 7:05. Toronto and the Yankees. Yankees minus 270. Sanchez and Sabathia, total 11. The Mets at Philly. Philly's ice cold, but laying 30 cents tonight. Total 10, Mats and Eflin. Two more at 7:10. White Sox and Red Sox. Red Sox minus 180. 9, Giolito versus Rodriguez. KC at Cleveland. The Indians minus 180. 10, Keller versus Plutko. 8:05 action. We've got Atlanta and the Cubs. Cubs laying 35 cents. 11.5, Tehran versus Lester. 9:40, great pitching in this one. Kershaw versus Greinke. Dodgers minus 135 at Arizona. Keto Marte back for the Snakes, too. Dodgers, first team in MLB history to have three rookies hit walk-off home runs in three straight games. They're on fire. And in 10:05, Colorado minus 20 cents at San Francisco, 7.5, Gray and Pomerantz. It's also the championship final, game one of the College Baseball World Series tonight from Omaha. Game one, Michigan from the Big Ten versus SEC power Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt minus 210, total 8.5 in this game. Italy will host the 2026 Olympics in Milan, and Cortina taking the Winter Games to the country for the second time in under 20 years. The IOC voted the Italian bid over Sweden's bid, who has never hosted a Winter Games in their history. Italy last hosted the Winter Games in Torino in 2016. Copa Americana soccer tonight, Chile versus Uruguay. Ecuador taking on Japan, both games, 7 o'clock starts. NHL, the Flyers have inked defenseman Travis Sanheim to a two-year, $6.5 million deal. He was pretty solid at 9 goals, 35 points in 82 games in his sophomore season. The Phoenix Coyotes have met with Joe Pavelski's agent, Dan Plant. Pavelski, now 34 years old, is a repending free agent and is reportedly not close on a contract extension with the San Jose Sharks. He had 38 goals last season and has hit the 35-goal mark in four of last 6 years in San Jose. Arizona ranking 27th in scoring last year. They need help there. And Raptors coach Nick Nurse has been named head coach of Team Canada's national basketball team for the upcoming FIBA Basketball World Cup. The agreement runs through the 2020 Olympics should Canada qualify via a top finish at the World Cup tournament. So stick around, everybody. Hour one is in the books. I'd like to thank Mike Blewett for dropping by. Next day, this hour, we got our buddy Ricky Sanders to talk a little baseball, DFS, and a whole lot more. Soccer, baseball, bets, and everything in between. Stick around. Hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right. Let's roll level two. King is shuffling the deck today. We're all shuffling the deck. We've restarted, rebooted, commercial breaks in between. Sometimes, you know, there's a saying, Yang. I heard this from Steven Tyler, the singer of Aerosmith. He said, sometimes you're the bird, sometimes you're the statue.
True.
Today we're the statue.
That, yeah, we're the statues today, buddy.
Yeah. Today we're the statue.
Yeah, we're the statues.
Hey, is this the other week too, man? Like,
they're flying over us, and they're just dropping. They're dropping bombs on our head.
Big bombs, and they're hitting today. They're targets.
Just last week too, right? Like, you know, like we do the top of the reads like every 40 past the hour, right? So like, you know, sometimes, you know, Cam sounding like he's a little annoyed, like, yeah, Yang, I got this. Yeah, Yang, I got this. I know, right? So like one day, Matt's over here like, hey, let Cam know he got a read, and I said, nah, I'm not gonna do that. Cam knows and shit, you know. He's like, nah, let him know. So. Come back from the raid, and Cam missed it, buddy. Cam missed it.
Hanging me out to dry, Yang. It's good stuff.
It's all right, though, yeah, buddy. Well. We make mistakes, man.
Wow, look at this.
No, but you know what? I actually had some faith in the course of nuts, bro.
Hey.
I took a wager.
I'm actually going to do something. I know I'm moving around or whatever. Everyone's saying their stuff. But let me say this. When we have Gabe voice a spot, I'm not going to read the same spot after he reads it. That's why I mix it up. You get my drift?
Gotcha, buddy. That's what I tried to say, but they didn't want
to
hear that.
I'm trying to go on the fly here.
They said, pay that up, buddy.
Wow, Gabe, Yang really threw one at me there.
Ah, you know, come on, buddy. I thought that was funny, though. Because we was over here cracking up. I was like, oh, shit. You know, like,
I enjoyed the text message. I lost a bet. I lost a lunch bet. You missed your...
You know what this is? This is the equivalent of, like, you know, we talk about you being a pitcher, Yang, and you giving up hits and stuff and runs. Now you're bashing management in the media. You're ripping teammates in the media. Like,
come on, buddy.
It's like, after all this, we defended this guy. Now he's ripping the team, Cam. Well, you know, Cam dropped the ball out there in center field. You know, like, you know, we warned him.
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't like that, man. But I love you guys.
Wow. You know, yeah, big mistake, tough, actually, buddy.
Tough crowd. Yeah, they got thick skin. It's okay.
Come back. Oh, you.
Now he better be really on his game.
Hey, wait till I get a picture of Jesse Lapine. Well, we over here trying to track him down and see what he really looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get him back, baby.
He's got one of me screwing up. That's the next step.
Wow.
We got Jesse Lapine under investigation, baby. Looking to get you an image.
You know, payback's coming, Yang.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Brunson. Throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, let's get into some baseball talk here, Cam, and talk with our boy Martino, who's a big baseball guy working on a Mariano Rivera documentary right now. He's got all access, actually. He's a family friend. It's great stuff. Big controversy yesterday here in New York, Cam, is Mickey Callaway. Told a reporter to get the F out of the clubhouse after.
Yep.
The reporter sort of lingered around after and then made eye contact with Jason Vargas. And Vargas told him, I'll knock you the F out, bro. And
I like Vargas.
The Mets had to apologize. And they're like, you know, like Callaway and Vargas, even though they didn't mean it, you could tell. But the Mets released a statement. It's unacceptable. The threat of violence on reporters and all that type of stuff. But, you know, hearing the story, Cam, and I don't know, I can go over it detail for detail here, but as somebody that's been in these rooms before, dude, you know, man.
Yep.
players are just waiting to explode on the media, right? Like,
they sure are in there.
And you know what, dude, this is New York and the Mets. It's a toxic room, bro, right? So
I'm with you.
The guy from Newsday knows that it's a toxic
room. He's baiting them.
I think he baited them, bro. If the manager tells you to get the F out, you just leave.
Get the F out.
You put it in your story even. I got into it and he kicked me out. And you go back tomorrow and you do your job again. But you sort of linger. And he said, oh, I just said I'll see you tomorrow. You don't say anything. You're not on the team. Like this stuff, like, and even Ken Rosenthal, who's like, you know, this guy's like the president of the Baseball Writers Association. He was like, guy, a big win. Even he said, you know, I wasn't there, but if you're a reporter, you got to learn to keep your head down. And I can get it. Okay, you got into it with the manager. It happens. I've seen it before. Hell, I got into it with players. Like, it explodes fast. But you get out of there. You don't, like, and he even said that, you know, for about 45 seconds, Vargas was glaring at him. So if you knew that Vargas was glaring at you and he said, do you have something to say to me? What the hell is that? Like, you're challenging Vargas in a room in front of his teammates and stuff. Like, you know, I wasn't there, so it's hard for me to completely judge. But the way I see it is, I think the guy was out of line. I think he was provoking Callaway and Vargas personally.
I agree 100%. I'll tell you one thing. You said it. You know, we've been there. It's happened to me in the Blue Jays clubhouse when I was nervous. Jim Fregosi, I thought, was going to knock my teeth out. It was partly my fault, you know, when I was nervous and I was bothering Carlos Delgado. And I'll be the first guy to tell you, I was also a nervous kid doing my first hits down at the Dome. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things, you're not used to it. Then you get to go on and beat. Happened with the Leafs before, too. Pat Quinn got angry at me once, and then he apologized for it afterwards. It's going to happen. You know, sometimes you take too long with a guy. But you know what? Jason Vargas is pitching his ass off. He's been the best guy on the Mets, and that makes me like him even more. He's defending his manager. He wants to say, you want to come at me? And I don't know if this is a – you're there, Gabe, in the hotbed in New York. Look at the Knicks. Fined $50,000 today because of the R.J. Barrett press conference. They didn't invite certain guys in. It seems to be a problem where – you know, a lot of these beat writers here, they like to stir it up with people. So, yeah, I'm with you.
I got
to
be honest.
I'm going to defend the player and manager in this one.
I will, too. I'm going to take Callaway and Vargas here. But the New York Knicks situation is a little bit different in that.
It is. You've been there, too. You know what's going on.
They're barring the New York Daily News, like, fully.
Correct.
Covering the team, essentially, because they don't like the beat writer.
Uh-huh.
Now, the New York Daily News has taken a pretty far camp at times. You know, like honestly, like the Knicks get called out. Like basically, there's a host on WFAN, you know, in New York, and Maggie Gray. She said like the Knicks are terrible, and you know, she was talking about like the allegations of like sexual harassment in the workplace there, and she said she doesn't care. She wouldn't step foot in MSG if you paid her. And she literally said, Dolan can take MSG and shove it up his ass. He then banned her. And then they got called out for banning her. They're like, oh, he's so sensitive. It's like she said to shove it up his ass.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I said, like, they take the ACC and shove it up your ass, Maple Leafs, I'm not getting into building after Cam.
No,
right?
you'll get a hell of a lot less for less than that. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I've said less
to anger them. All right, like so.
I have to.
Now the New York Daily News, like they have taken like big shots. Like they had an ad campaign like about Dolan should sell the team, but they plastered it on Subway's Cam, right? Yeah. Like the Knicks freak. Like you know what I mean? Like, the New York Daily News has provoked them, but at the same point in time, there is freedom of the press. So I like that the Knicks hold press conferences, but they claim it's invite only. So
they basically said... Gotta be on the list.
They said, no. They said, he's not banned. They said it was an invite only, and, you know, it was a miscommunication. It was a mistake that existed. Yeah, but the thing is, if you're the Knicks, what the hell is 50K, Cam?
Oh,
like, 50K is worth it to keep them out of the room. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. It's not... $50,000 not worth their trouble to deal with these turkeys, right? So No, it's a good story. And then they're like, oh, the NBA now says the Knicks tell the NBA they're going to cooperate. But I love the fact that they basically said we'll get screwed for $50K just to keep these people away. I like it.
They're not.
Now, you're in the hotbed, Gabe.
They're not going to cooperate. Yeah, they won't cooperate. Like, they do this all the time. They don't care. Like, unless the NBA fines them like $5 million, Dolan doesn't care.
Yeah.
And, seriously, $50,000? You know what I mean? Like, it's comical.
It's great.
No, he wasn't banned. It was invite only, and he wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's right. No invitation. Sorry.
Yeah. Tensions are high.
Good move.
Tensions are high right now. A lot of talk about Kyrie Irving, of course, signing with the Brooklyn Nets. You have the Kevin Durant situation. I think New York Knicks fans are starting to get worried that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are both going to sign with Brooklyn. I don't think that'll happen personally. I think that Kevin Durant will still end up being a Knick.
Where you're going with it. Yeah, like that's the thing. You have to remember something with this injury. He's gone for a year. You said it. Sometimes, you know, you talk about 50K. Well, at 50K to 40 million, you're going to be sitting your ass down for a year, get healthy. We got RJ Barrett. And in 2 years, this thing, we're going to start. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you start building at that point up to the pinnacle 3 years later, and you become a team with the young core and a good guy like Barrett. I'll tell you something. No, hey, no panic. You said it. You're there. Don't hit the panic switch. And a lot of these people, these reports and all these things are saying, what has come to fruition yet? Nothing out of all these stories. And the best is the Bazemore deal. Nobody heard any whispers about any of these things are just going to happen. The reports are 90% wrong. So wait till July 6th and we'll see where the cards fall. Hey, man, I'm doing these updates. Half of these reports, if I write them all down and go, this was report. So far, I'm thinking out of all the reports that I've seen, how many have been true, Gabe? I'm thinking less than 2 out of 10. I'm thinking. Two out of 10, three out of 10.
I guarantee you next week. Like you said, July 6th is when they sign the deal, but July 1st is when, you know, they all come to the, you know, next Sunday night at midnight, Monday morning, it'll be bing, 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 one after another.
It's going to be nuts.
But you're right. This is the NBA. There's going to be a couple of deals and players signing with teams, and we're going to go, holy wow, we didn't see that coming, right?
It's what we talked about with Kawhi. So last week we saw, okay, wow, he's going to the Clippers. Now they're the favorites, and all these things are happening. Today, what did you see? That New Balance billboard tweeted by a Los Angeles Clippers beat writer. Instead of We the North or whatever, it's like the king of SoCal.
No. That wasn't New Balance.
The North.
That wasn't New Balance.
Well, but it had a logo on the thing. Who did the billboard then?
No, it was a mystery fan.
Okay.
People think it's Ballmer in the clip.
I'm not saying New Balance, like whatever. I'm just saying the picture of him had a logo on it with King of the North.
Yeah, that was a fan. That was a fan. The King of SoCal. That was a fan or a mystery. Yeah. No one knows who did it. And it had the license plate. That stuff happens there all the time in L.A. People are always wasting money on billboards. He's not going to the Clippers. I don't think he's that stupid. Why would anybody sign with the L.A. Clippers?
The only reason he'd go there is family. That's it.
Maybe have decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Philadelphia Philly team, they got swept by the Marlins over the weekend.
Phillies Bronx are Bob. Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Minus 128 favorites. Speaking of brutal, Steven Dormats is on the hill here tonight.
No The welcome mats? Just the doormats? Yeah.
The doormat.
I'll tell you, Eflin's no prize either, man. That's we'll see what happens in that matchup.
Phillies are 1-9 in their last 10 baseball games now.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row. They're money burners. Just horrible. No clutch hitting in that team. That series versus the Marlins, no pitching. Gabe, their rotation is in big trouble, too. Remember when we were on NOLA when we first started Red Heat and Rage back in the Morenci Liberty Village studios? We both won the NOLA over-under wins bet. It was one of the best bets we made. It was over.
That was two seasons ago.
That was two seasons ago. He has not got better. Pivetta's inconsistent. Eflin's not there. They have no starting pitching, this team. The Philadelphia Phillies are in big trouble, man. And I'll tell you, the Atlanta Braves are going to be running away with
that division.
Yeah,
they spent a ton of money, Philadelphia.
Harper's a decent player, but the amount of money he's making for what he's doing is insane. For people to even, like, me and Kurtz talked about it. Like, Mike Trout is in, like, another hemisphere, and then there's Harper, who's a good player, not even in the guy's league. He can't take the team on his back. And they got too many guys
who strike
out their lineup, too.
It almost goes to show that in baseball, it's not worth paying one of these guys. You can't win anyways.
No, it's not. No,
look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have a ton of young guys and just, you know, prospects, and they draft well, and, you know, they'll spend a little money too. But, you know, you look at baseball, all right, you have some stud guy. There's a lot of stud guys on teams.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're right. Philadelphia probably would have been better off taking all that money and Harper and getting two good pitchers. Get two good pitchers with the money and get a serviceable outfielder.
By the way, I'd like to thank your Dodgers. They helped me out at a huge parlay yesterday that made Sunday great. Making Sunday great again with the Dodgers, and they set a record. The only team, Gabe, the only team with three rookies to hit walk-offs. No, and this record, not
in
even
a row.
Like it's happened like twice before. That's what I'm saying. No team's done it twice. They've done it
How
three
do they
times.
Do it, the Dodgers?
Every single,
every,
you know what it is? It's,
every
it's
damn
magic.
Year, bro.
It's magic.
No, but every damn
it's
year,
magic.
They just have these new kids out. Hey, the Seager kid's not bad. Hey, Bellinger. Hey, look, Peterson.
Sure,
like,
I know.
Dude, these guys, like, they've the most rookie of the year is by far the Dodgers.
Another thing about Bellinger, that was the best. The girl goes, listen, I love you all. It was funny, but no hugs. You know, the young girl comes on the field. She wants a hug from Bellinger. Well, who wouldn't? Because the guy's a stud. He's one of the best players in baseball. And, Gabe, it's something about baseball in comparison to other sports. You see it with the Yankees. You've seen it with the Red Sox. And you see it with the Dodgers. These upper echelon teams, games are never over till the final out. Like, you don't see the Blue Jays coming back from, like, three down, whatever, tying it up with a dinger and winning an extra innings. Beautiful home run from some kid you never heard about. Like, it's magic. Like, every time the Dodgers play, I'm just sitting there. It's never over. I don't know what they got going on right now, man, but wouldn't that be interesting? A collision course with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees, Brooklyn Dodgers. Like,
oh,
man, that would be awesome. I've been thinking about it, and it almost feels like, to me, it's long. Hey, it's a long season. Houston's going to be there. They got great pitching, but the way the Yankees are hitting in their depth, imagine a Yankees and Dodgers World Series. They would make baseball television markets cream. People would go nuts.
Yeah,
it
you
would
know,
be
my
the best
tickets,
ever. Oh,
tickets,
good luck. Tickets. You think the Raptors were expensive? Oh, God. What are you going to do for Dodgers?
It would cost about the same. If it was the Dodgers-Yankees, it would probably cost like minimum $1,000 to get in the stadium.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For
like
sure.
It'd be $1,000 to be, like, up in the upper deck of Yankee Stadium, you know?
Tack on a couple extra 100, Gabe, for history, too. Like, it's just too, like, it's wild, man. And I'm thinking about it. The way the Yankees are going.
Well, growing up, listen, I was an Expo fan, but I was a Dodger, you know, as well. I was a Dodger fan when I was young, but, you know, the Expos were the local team. But I remember the World Series. I was young, but it was back-to-back, man. Reggie Jackson, man. Dude hit three home runs on three pitches. Like, three home runs in one game in the World Series on three pitches. The first pitch every time. Bang, bang, bang. Like, three home runs. The Dodgers lost 2 years in a row to the Yankees in the 70s, late 70s, and then they beat them in 1981. They beat them in 1981. So the Dodgers and Yankees haven't played in a World Series since 1981. And, yeah, it would be off the freaking hook. But you can't – listen, Houston are struggling right now. It's too early to start getting ahead
it's a long season.
Of World Series
no, I'm
talk.
I'm just saying.
I do think the Dodgers there. Are going to win the World Series this year. Like, they made it to two in a row. They seem to just be on a mission. But looking at the market watch here a little bit, we'll get into it. Speaking of the Atlanta Braves, you know, the Braves, you know, they had a little pressure to start the season, expectations after last year, but they're starting to, you know, the Braves are starting to turn it up a notch right now. A very robust 46-32, 14 games over 500, 24-17 at home, 22-15 on the road, which shows they're just a solid, balanced baseball team. They're up $898 on the year. The Philadelphia Phillies, 39-38, down $658 on the
year.
You
got it, buddy.
The Washington Nationals continue to burn money. They're down $1,431, and it leads us into the Metropolitans, down $1,152 on the year. And it's amazing, Cam, that somehow, as bad as the Miami Marlins are, you're actually plus money. They're plus $232.
This is what we talk about. And all you need, Gabe, if you walked into a court of law, the one point you make about baseball dogs, you go, boom, you knock it down. Miami, 30-46. You're up $232, 16 games below 500, coming off a sweep, and all of a sudden you're up money. That's how crazy it is. So think about it. And some of the guys goes, you're an idiot to bet the Miami Marlins. No, you're an idiot to bet the Washington Nationals, you stooge. These guys are up $1,600 more. And that's why we got to stick to the guns in baseball, you know?
How about this, guys? If you bet every Miami Marlin game, if you ask somebody, you know, if somebody said to you, yeah, what do you bet on? You tell them, I took the Miami Marlins every game this year. They'd laugh. They'd think, this guy's a stupid idiot. You know, they think this guy's a moron taking the Miami Marlins every day. Well, you're up $232. All right, Ken. Take the Milwaukee Brewers every day. The Milwaukee Brewers are 42-36. Bet on them every day. You're up $12 on a year.
Yeah. Yeah, can't even afford a quarter chicken dinner. $12. Yeah,
12.
Okay.
You can't get a Happy Meal. You have $12. This division's interesting. Nobody makes money in this division. The Cubs are
-4.
Milwaukee
awesome.
Are plus 12. St. Louis are down 636. Look at this,
it's a train wreck.
Somehow are up 107. And Cincinnati, -143. Wow.
It's unbelievable. Strange. It's unbelievable. Yeah, no. The NL Central, it's like the NL's Kiss Your Sister division. Can you believe that four teams are within $140? Can you believe that? -143 Reds.
Yeah,
plus
$12
Milwaukee.
Look at Arizona. Tell people.
$4. Hey, Gabe, can I get you? What do I get you for $4? You want a Pepsi and some toast?
They played 79 games this year, Arizona.
Games.
They played 79 games. You're up $4.
$4. Hey, and what can you say about the favorites, though? You got to pick the right favorites. The Dodgers, you talk about it. So these guys are 29 games above 500. 29 games. 54-25. You're damn right. You're up almost $1,700. That's the favorite you roll with, right?
Atlanta, you're up $900.
Yeah, Colorado's okay. 568, you're up three games above 500. And look at San Diego. Everyone's darling, Gabe.
Yeah.
Everyone,
down 500.
Yeah, ooh, San Diego. Yeah, team, you're down $500. That's what I like the market watch for. It's not about who you're going to play on a nightly basis. Just look who's overvalued and who's undervalued when you take a look at it. More than anything.
Twins. The Twins are up $1,852. Big money maker so far, but I think there's a regression coming with the Twins as the season goes on. The thing is, they play in such a bad division. Like, you know, these teams are terrible. The Detroit Tigers.
Let me tell you something.
26-47. The White Sox are okay. 36.
Yep.
It's a weak division as a whole, though.
Listen, man. Berrios had that blister problem. They barely beat Kansas City that day. Me and Vizine Vince took Kansas City on Sunday. They murdered these guys 6-1. I'm with you. People beware. The Minnesota Twins are a good baseball team, but they're not a plus 1,800 team. They are definitely going to regress, and I'm going to be fading these guys when they play teams like the Yankees. When they play teams like Houston, and when they play teams like, you know, any of those positive teams in the AL, Yankees, Red Sox, Houston, any of them, man. And they're losing to Kansas City, for God's sake. So be careful betting the Twins. I am.
Other teams that have made money this year, the Texas Rangers. And, you know, we talk
Rangers
about this, guys.
Great.
At home, 28-15. All right, 28. They're 13 games above 500 at home. They're not a great road team. They're 14-21 on the road, but this is where they feast. So when the Rangers are at home, the Rangers are a good bet. The Toronto Blue Jays, these guys are just huge money burgers, Cam. Down 1,473, what, 20 games but under 500. Yep.
Yeah. I want to make a case for Toronto. I actually do. And I've been watching these games very attentively. They're down $1,473, Gabe, but that was at the start. They took 3 out of 4 from Boston. Stroman played well. All of a sudden, you look at their young players. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. out of those players is doing the worst. Craig Biggio's son, Kevin Biggio, he's on fire. Rowdy Roddy Tellez is a home run machine who could do it, basically built to hit dingers. If they get any type of hitting, I'm telling you, these guys were dogs. This number is reflected, especially to an early start. I'm saying watch out. It could be a play-on team, but I have to believe that Stroman is going to get dealt. I'm watching these guys intently, Gabe. They've been a lot better the last 5 or 6 games. That series, they battled with the Angels. They kicked Boston's ass. The thing is, their young players are starting to get more confident, so be careful betting against the Jays. That's all I'm saying. But the Yankees are on fire. They play them tonight. Look out.
You know what's shocking, Deacon? The Cleveland Indians, if the playoffs start today, are in.
I know. And they got pitching injuries big time, man.
Suddenly
big
the time. Indians are, like, back in this. Yeah, the Indians right now are the wild card team. The second wild card.
Playing better.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Your money where your mouth is and take a shot at opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid to receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up a new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over only, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website for full details. Gabe?
Thank you.
Somebody asking, Gino asking about Seattle Mariners. They're down $900, 923. But Seattle, the bet was Seattle, guys. They're 31 games to the overs. 55 overs, 25 unders, man. That's unbelievable. You're at plus 31 units, man, if you bet the over in every Mariner game.
It's a great angle, Gabe, because you think about it. Look at their pitching. It's horrible. You got Leclerc, Kikuchi. All he does is walk guys. Like you see, and they still get runs, right? Like you saw the game versus Baltimore, 13-3. They can score runs. They give up runs. You said it, man. And that ballpark used to have a reputation. Remember back in the day, Gabe, we've been gambling for a long time. Oh, Safeco? Oh, you got to take the under when the Mariners were playing at Safeco. But now it's totally different, man. It's just different teams, bad pitching. And, yeah, you're right. That's a great angle. Seattle games go over. Remember the one time we bet them a couple times and they actually went under. The only times we took them this year. But, lots of overs. So, yeah.
One of the biggest total trends of the year, actually, the biggest one is them, 31 games. So you're plus 31 units minus the juice or whatever. But 55 and 24 with 3 pushes to the over. Seattle, we were talking a lot, guys, last week, over the last couple of weeks on the Cincinnati Reds and their red-hot under streak. They were 15-1 to the under going into the weekend series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 3 straight overs.
Straight overs.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the trend switching. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They're still 20 games over. They're still 20 games, 27 to 27 to the under. But now that the weather's warming up a bit, their bats seem to be coming alive now. They're playing good baseball, Cincinnati. They just can't get past that 500 mark, though. They keep on lingering and flirting with it. But and the other one, actually, the Pittsburgh Pirates are actually 17 games to the over. 45 overs, 28 unders, 3 pushes. Betting the Pirates to the over has been profitable this year as well.
Yeah, the Pirates are another one of those teams. And, you know, just betting baseball every day, you start to realize they have a really bad back end, Gabe. Their bullpen, even the game yesterday, the game went to extras. They gave up three runs and then scored four runs, 11-10 final. Crazy game versus the Padres. But that's the one thing I've realized about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Their pitching is abysmal, too. Like, they've had guys that are so streaky. Like, bro, he's good for an inning, and then he'll blow up. And you talk about it. All the other guys that they have. Remember Lyles, Gabe? He was on fire at the start, and then he became a gas can. It's like they don't have a certifiable ace. Chris Archer from the Tampa Bay Rays used to be good. He's not good anymore. It's just Pittsburgh's got a lot of problems, to be honest with you. They got some guys who can hit, but their pitching's a train wreck.
The New York Yankees are playing the Boston Red Sox this weekend, Cam, in London, England.
Hello,
Yes. Hello. Saturday and Sunday.
Hello. Yeah, great. 10
Saturday
o'clock in the morning.
Sunday. No, I think it's a little later than that, actually. It's like 2 o'clock.
I saw one of them. One of them was early. I'll go find out the sched because I think one of them was 10. You're right. One might be later, but one of them was really early.
Yeah, so, Saturday is early, and it's Sunday, 10, the ESPN 10, 10. Sunday night game.
Correct.
Yeah, because it starts. Yeah, the Sunday's the ESPN night game, and it's like 6 hours ahead. So I think because I saw they were like ESPN Sunday night. It was like 2 o'clock there, or 2 o'clock. Sorry, I'm confused with the start.
Well, I'm confused too. No. Sunday. It's weird. Sunday's the 10:10 start. Saturday's the 1:10 start. Yeah,
okay.
10 a.m.
So Saturday night it's on Fox TV. Then my bad. At 7 o'clock their time. Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
there we go. Nevertheless,
using to
Now we sound like idiots, but I got some pertinent information here for you. Here,
I'm listening.
They're playing at Wembley, not a baseball stadium.
No, like
they're creating a baseball diamond within this thing. So they need to build the walls from scratch. Everything is, you know what I mean? It's very.
Yes,
so they're going. They're kind of going all out here. They're making a replica of the Green Monster. But the Green Monster is 36 feet. This one is going to be 16 feet. They say it's a mini version of the Green Monster. So this is the end result with some interesting dimensions. The field will be 330 feet down each foul line, and it'll be 385 feet dead to dead center. And will feature a 16-foot wall.
Good luck.
Cook called the center field wall a mini Green Monster in homage to the 37-foot wall at Fenway. At just 385 feet to dead center, it's the one of the shortest center fields in the history ever recorded for a Major League Baseball regular season game. Can you say over? Dude, the Yankees, dead center, dude, 385 feet. This is like balls that are like warning tracks in most big league stadiums. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll have to take a look.
80 degrees. It's going to be 80 degrees as well.
I like that.
It's going to be
humid. I like balls. I like balls that fly. I also want to see the total in the game. If they know these dimensions, Gabe, they're not stupid. They're not going to give away money. Like, that's the thing about these stories. Wow, you know, yeah, we anticipate these things to happen, but what's the over under going to be, right? It's like, it's kind of like when games in Texas now they're the over under is 11.5, 12, right? Like, it's just one of those things.
Think?
Like, I try
I
not to get
total
fooled by these things.
9.5, 10, 9.5.
If it's 10.5, 11, I think that would be more appropriate to what you're talking about, because you know, the Yankees are just lethal. These guys, you look at everybody on their lineup raking Gary Sanchez,
385.
Yeah, it's just everything's like, you think Yankee Stadium's, it's got a short porch. Everything goes out. They're going to have to adjust.
Okay,
the
listen. Fenway is 390. Okay? But the thing is, Fenway has a 37-foot wall back there. So at least you got to hit it high. You know what I'm saying? You have to go all the way back in besides Fenway. And like I said, they have that stupid wall there to balance it out. Ebbets Field. Brooklyn Dodgers, 1948, 384. Crossley Field, Cincinnati, 1939, 380. Braves Field, Boston, 1943, 370 feet. This is basically the shortest, this is the closest, the shortest outfield wall in the history of baseball.
Hmm. I'd have to believe.
And modern. You have to go back to the Braves, Boston Braves in 1943.
I would have to believe with the dimensions that people know this, Gabe, I wouldn't be surprised if we see total of 11, a 10 and a
half. Yeah,
11.
You're right. Yeah.
They have to. And if they post anything under, are we going to be suckers at bed? 2-1 final. Didn't expect the defense. But no, it's got to be, I would have to believe we're going to see a lot of home runs.
If the if the batters don't make contact, it doesn't matter how far the wall is or how close the wall is. I get it.
True.
But at the same point in time, this isn't normal. Like, I just read these dimensions, Cam. You have to go back into history here. As I state, so they have a 16-foot wall back there. Dead center now. One thing that you know as well as I do, too, it's like golf. And baseball players will tell you this. If you try to hit it somewhere, they won't do it, right? But guys are going to be tempted to be swinging for center field, thinking if I just get a little bit of wood on this, it's going to clear the wall at 385. I mean, the average is 402, dude, in big league baseball.
I know.
We're talking about 17 feet, Cam. Like I said, that's going to be a cup, dude. Like, I don't see how it's not going to be a sandbox.
I have a different perspective of it, too. When you see that short porch, you said it. They're going to be swinging for the fences. And you said it, buddy. You said it. And the thing is, something's that good, they're thinking, oh, all I got to do is this and just miss it. Oh, I missed it.
I know, because I did it when I was
so
a kid.
Good.
It looks so good. I wasn't a home run hitter. I was a single hitter, like baseball, line drive up the middle all the time.
Yeah.
But there was one park that we played at. There was one park that we played that had a really short fence, Cam.
And you wanted to go deep every time.
This is the only park I'll ever be able to do this in. Right? So I'm a left-handed hitter, Cam, and I swear to God, bro, I popped out to right field like 30 times in a row there. finally, my man, the coach told me, hey, just give it up. Like, you know what I mean?
And even though they're baseball, even though they're baseball players, right? They're baseball players, Gabe, but they got to think they're human beings too. It would be great to hit a home run in London. This is a new thing. Red Sox versus Yankees. There's a lot of variables with this, but it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I guess we'll get to know I think for Thursday or Friday's show, we'll be able to have the advanced line on the total, and we'll take a look. We'll take a look at it for sure.
Nobody, as you stated, very few baseball players can hit a home run. It's like in Seinfeld with Paul O'Neill. Kramer promised 2 home runs. It's hard to hit a home run.
That was the best. Mr. O'Neill, can you? Great. I love that episode. That was the best.
Yeah.
2 home runs?
Baseball players will tell you. Like, I remember Mookie Betts in the home run derby last year. He said, I don't try to hit home runs. He goes, I just hit the ball, and sometimes it can go over the fence. And he said, if you try to hit home runs, you won't. And most baseball players, and I've heard people say, unless you're Barry Bonds, you know what I mean? There's a few dudes that can just sort of call their shot, and they're trying to hit a home run, and they will. And now pretty much everyone's all, you know, I mean, there's like 12 guys on pace to hit 50 home runs or something stupid like that. But
exactly.
It's true. It's sort of like golf, guys. You go up to, you know, you're teeing off with your driver and you try to kill it. You might hit it hard. You're going to slice it and stuff. You see the lady comes up, think she hits it further right down the middle.
That's what happens. I remember, I don't go in very many cash games, but I play with a senior guy when I was working at the club. And this was when I was a good golfer, when I used to clean clubs every day. And me and my buddy, these old guys liked to gamble, right? But they were hustlers. So, you know, we were good at everything. But know what they did? Everything was fairways and greens. The par 5, poke it out there. Another one, poke it on. Put it on in 3. Miss birdie, tap in for par. Meanwhile, I'm shanking it. Ooh, tree. Might have to take a penalty stroke. These guys at the end, you're just greasing them because they know they play the long game. They will you to death with big, boring, good play. Like, you know what I mean, Gabe? No crazy stuff in the woods, no rough. They keep it in play, and they get the job done. That's the thing. You said it, man. Be careful for all these guys thinking they're going to go deep. It might not work out that way.
I don't know, though. Pretty big series here. It's only 2 games. But the Boston Red Sox are 8 games back of the Yankees. If the playoffs started today, the Boston Red Sox are not in the playoffs. They're going – they're going to London, playing in a weird sort of dimension and stadium and stuff.
Means,
these big games
it means
in the middle of the
so
season.
Much for them. It's so
yeah,
big for
like
Boston.
People, it's like a it's big huge. Series. Like, yeah, if they yeah. lose both games, like, they're kind of they're 10 back. You know what I mean? They're 8 back right now. Boston are almost into the neighborhood of playing for a wild card now. You know what I mean?
I
know it's
that.
Early, but July's around the corner, guys. Like, they're playing for a wild card.
Gabe, these guys blew a 6-run lead against the Blue Jays, okay? Like, their bullpen, they did not address their bullpen situation. They thought about getting Craig Kimbrell, maybe even getting another arm with Dallas Keuchel. None of those guys went there. The Boston Red Sox back end of their bullpen is atrocious. So they got to score like 8-9 runs to win these games, and teams are coming back on them. Yankees are the cream of the crop. They'll win that division.
Game time decisions continues. Let's roll.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, I'm almost ashamed of myself for bringing this up, but there's actually odds for it. So, curious on your take, Cam. That so for some reason, Justin Bieber said he wanted to fight Tom Cruise.
Yes,
but I guess he was, you know, he doesn't have anything against Tom Cruise. I guess he was joking or whatever. I don't know, something about him being in better shape than Tom Cruise or something. And thing is, Tom yeah. Cruise like accepted.
Perfect.
I guess Tom Cruise said, yeah, if you want to go, let's go. And nice. Dana White wants to do it. Of course
I know
he does.
So, of course he does.
Yeah,
money,
so
money, money,
it's
money.
It's not going to happen. Like, you know what I mean? I don't, yeah, but cooler heads will prevail here before it's all said and done. But odds have been posted. What do you think the odds would be? So basically, Justin Bieber is 25 years old. Tom Cruise is 56.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say Tom Cruise is going to be minus 320.
Good call. Tom Cruise is listed as a minus 250 favorite.
Oh, it's pretty close. Yes. Yeah, we've been gambling for a while. 250.
Tom Cruise would beat the shit out of this kid.
I would think so. I don't know. Bieber's pretty cocky, man. Like, he's, I've seen it. Remember he did his little show where he used to, like, it was Shaq versus and stuff? I remember when Bieber was on, like, he was actually decent. And, like, he's a pretty athletic kid, though. Like, crushed him in bowling.
He's a mouthy kid. He's kicking the box and he posts. He trains with people and stuff. He's hung with Mayweather. You know what I mean? But Tom Cruise, you know what Tom Cruise would win? Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, bro. Like, and he's like the second in charge. Tom Cruise knows some shady stuff, Cam. He's not just this normal guy, Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise, I guarantee you, would know some move. He'd just grab Bieber by the neck, like, just pinch some nerve. You know what I mean? He knows some Mission Impossible stuff. Yeah, people say they're betting the farm. FanFob says he bet the farm on Tom Cruise.
Wow. I might take a look at Bieber as a booch, game.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is like hanging off a building. He does his own stunt. He's a psychopath.
He is.
Hey, five decisions. I'll tweet it out.